Now that brings us now to the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis. Actually, we have in Genesis 3 the root of sin. In Genesis 4, the fruit of sin. You see, the first two chapters was creation. The next two chapters, 3 and 4, we've labeled sin. We have now the root of sin in chapter 3. Chapter 4, the fruit of sin. Then the question arises, how bad is sin? Well, may I say to you that we find that man just wasn't suffering from blood poisoning. Some little something hadn't happened to him. May I say to you that chapter 4 reveals how much had really happened to the man, and that he had, by his disbelief and his disobedience, now he's turned away from God and he's sinned in such a way that he's brought upon himself and his race the judgment, because you and I are given this same kind of nature. We have the same nature that our father has. And I tell you, Papa Adam has given us a pretty bad nature, and that's for all of us. That is something we need to see here. And it's revealed in the story of the two sons of Adam and Eve. Now, they had more children than this, but we're only given these two here at this time. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. Now, this is Genesis 4:1, and this reveals the fact that Adam and Eve certainly did not anticipate that the struggle was going to be long. When Cain was born, why, she said, I've gotten the man from the Lord. God said that the seed of the woman, and here he is. But he wasn't. He was a murderer. He was no Savior at all. And it'll be a long time before the Savior comes. And friends, after a minimum of 6,000 years, and if you really want to know the truth, I think it's been longer than that. The struggle's been going on between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Now will you notice, and she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground. Here are the two boys now that we're looking at.